This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Detective Jason Howe right now about the Jesse McFadden case. This is one that is extremely disturbing. And of course, the horrible individual, Jesse McFadden, he took the easy way out. He was facing child porn charges on the same day that seven bodies were found in his rural Oklahoma property. There were two teenagers who were reported missing right before that, ended up finding them on his property, along with some of his relatives, McFadden's wife, her teenage children, and some others. It's absolutely horrific. This seems like something, the question I always ask is, how was he out to begin with? What are we looking at here in this this case?
Well, my understanding of this case is that they were some texts that were oddly worded. My impression of that would be that he possibly sent those texts to the girl's family members himself. Mm-hmm. But he gave the indication that they were going to be at this ranch style property. You know, it's alarming. He apparently was motivated into this because he was facing an upcoming trial from where he was sexting a young girl while he was in prison, incarcerated with a contraband telephone.
And he's out. This is how this was allowed to happen. One of the things that, you know, just truly stirs up anger in many people who read this or hear about this is, why was he out? He's facing these other charges. He's been sexting underage people in prison. And we're like, well, that's okay. You can show back up on your own recognizance. I mean, what went on there? What was the reason for him getting out? Was it just that there was no more that they could do to hold him due to limits and such? Or what was going on?
Well, there's in a lot of communities, a big push for bail reform. You know, a lot of people don't like the idea of bail in this country, but bail has its reasons. It's there to protect the community.
Yeah.
And there are individuals like Mr. McFadden here that probably don't really deserve to be out in the community with the rest of the citizens of the world. Unfortunately, it may have been a case like that. You know, there's people in our society that probably need very high bails. They need to have money, put aside. They need to have restrictions on how they travel. We can start monitoring people, even if they are released, with GPS. But in this case, it just seems like they gave them a break.
I guess what's shocking about a lot of this is all these people that were around him, that were surrounding him, that knew of his history as well. And I guess I looked at this a little bit as well from a father's perspective, and you see these two young girls, yes, they're teens, they are not adults, of just knowing who your kids are going to hang out with. And of course, kids are going to lie, kids are going to do this, say this and that happens. So I do question how much the parents knew about this person or not. But also just sometimes the lack of investigating exactly who your kids are with.
Yeah, I think it's very important to make sure you have all those facts and know a little bit about the background of the parents that they're hanging out with. I mean, apparently the children had a very good relationship with each other. But unfortunately, you know, you need to make sure you have some idea who their parents are. Mm-hmm. and what their parents are into. It seems to me, I'm from a small community, but we kind of know what's going on in small communities, and you know about the people that live around you in your communities. It seems to me that a convicted rapist who served, nearly two decades in prison and was facing trial for some other sexually related charges would have been on somebody's radar.
You would think. I mean, was there failures in the system? How did this happen? What could have been done to prevent this from happening? Because it seems like it was not that difficult for this to take place.
Yeah, you know, an individual like this that comes out of prison should have been on sex offender registry.
And he was not?
I'm sure he was, but yeah. You have to check those registries and databases to make sure you know who you're dealing with and who's around you in the community. There's a lot of safety apps on telephones now that actually import some of that data So you can actually see who lives around you that is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems odd that no one was, that this guy wasn't on anybody's radar when it comes to the, you know, his past behavior and his current behavior.
Is that just people being too trusting? I mean, it's interesting. I live not far from Oklahoma. I live in this area of the country. Tulsa is a 2-hour drive from me. And you go out to some of these rural communities, some of these rural towns, and depending on the one we're talking about, but a lot of them, you know, they are scary. They're not in good shape. There's a, you know, the epidemic of opioids and all of that that have destroyed many of them. And there also seems to be a level of extreme trust in an area where maybe there shouldn't be, but with what's been going on. What is that? Is this a case of, you know, we still kind of live by the rules of, well, you know, what could happen? I did this when I was this age, and, you know, what's the worst that could happen when they go out and they're hanging out with their friends? Is it overlooking the obvious?
I think it is. You know, there's a time where people could leave the doors unlocked and not have a concern about their property, but those times have seemed to pass, at least in our country. You know, you have to take precautions, especially with your children and also with your personal property. You know, that's why we live in a world now of locks and, yeah, and surveillance cameras and what have you, because there's not a lot of trust, you know, that you can rely on when it comes to very important things in your life in today's society, it seems like. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the world we live in.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Thank you so much for your insights into that case. Always appreciate having you on, Jason Howe. You want to weigh in on any of the stories that we're following for you right here? We have a phone number for that. It's 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. We would love to hear from you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.